A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you. Love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is Mother's Day, and so I have been thinking quite a bit about my mom. All the things that we used to do growing up. I've been thinking a lot about all the family vacations that we went on, commonly known as guilt trips. Tease my mom about it all the time. She's not really good at guilt trips. Her mother, she was the pro. But guilt trips, I think we have all experienced them at one time or another. Perhaps we have been the instigators of them at one time or another. If you love me, you'll take me to Disneyland. If you are my friend, you will take the blame. If you are a good parishioner, you will pay off the parish debt. They're horrible things, aren't they? They're so manipulative. They're imposing your will on someone else, getting someone else to do something. You feel horrible when it's done to you. Feel like you're between a rock and a hard place. For the longest time, I took one of the lines from the gospel as kind of a guilt trip from Jesus. And if then, you are my friend, if you keep my commandments. Well, I know how good I am at keeping those commandments. And so I'm wondering, how in the world can I possibly be Jesus' friend? It's downright dirty. You are my friend if you keep my commandments. Manipulative. Why, you little son of God. But I think the way to read that line, to understand that line, go back to the second reading, is not that we love God, but that God loves us. And in the gospel, you didn't choose me. I chose you. That's where it all starts. It's not that Jesus is our friend because we are good. His friendship makes us good. His love changes us and transforms us. It is not an if-then proposition. It starts out, I choose you. I want you. I desire you. I pick you. I love you. Absolutely, without a doubt. That's where it all starts, and that's where it all ends. He loves us. He wants us. But then the ball is placed in our court. How do we respond to that love? Constantly saying yes or no to that friendship. The invitation always offered. How do we make sure that we're being faithful and true to that relationship? How to know that we're not manipulating anything about it? Living out his commandment. And what is his commandment? Love one another. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Live in my love. Love one another. My friends, that's it. That is what it is all about. He loves us. He befriends us. Transformed by that love, we cannot help but love one another.